But let's get right into the Word of God this morning. I feel very excited to share the Word of God with you today. In our series this month, we're talking about next level living. How many of you just love the Word of God? Come on. Amen. And so what a privilege I have this morning to share the Word of God with you. Now today, we're going to part two in this series, next level living. It's a little bit different today. But last week, first and foremost, last week, as we began to look into the series, last Sunday, we said this about Jesus. In this series, we're looking specifically at the teachings of Jesus and the sayings of Jesus, because we're answering the question, what is life supposed to look like for the believer? Okay? And so last week, we looked at Matthew chapter 5, and we saw that Jesus called us some things. He gave us some "you are" statements, and he said, "You are salt and you are light." What he meant by that, he said in Matthew chapter 5, church, he said, you are a few things. He said, one, you are the light of the world. Number two, you are a city on a hill. And three, you are a lamp in the house. Come on. Aren't you glad about that? That means his influence for him in your world, in your community, and where you live. So we're disciple making this month and doing a lot of teaching from the sayings of Jesus. But just review from last week, he said these things about you. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. You are the lamp in the house. That's what he said. Come on, if you receive it, say a good amen right there. Amen. I hope that this week you had an opportunity to demonstrate your influence for God everywhere that you went. So today, we're kind of going up a notch. We're taking it to next level wisdom and strength. All right? Now, this has everything to do with how you and I respond to his word and follow through with your decisions by doing what he says to do. Okay, everybody say hearing and doing. Come on, hearing and doing. Because God intends for you to develop obstinate faith. Y'all look at that on your screen. Everybody say obstinate faith. We're talking about unshakable, developing that unshakable faith that when hard times come, you'll be the one left standing in strength, being a great light. Amen, everybody. See, unshakable faith that cannot be penetrated only comes, according to Jesus, it only comes by hearing and by doing the Word of God. And he intends for you to develop that obstinate faith, that unbendable, unbreakable faith, because guess what? I don't know if you guys realize this, but you're going to go through some tough things in life. How many of y'all realize that? If you haven't been through difficult things in life so far, let me say this. Just keep on living every day, and eventually something's going to come along, and you're going to be glad that you have the Word of God deeply embedded in your life so that you can stand against the obstacles and the challenges that you face. Aren't you thankful for the Word? Obstinate faith. So what does that word obstinate mean? Let's look at the definition of that word obstinate this morning. It just means stubborn refusal to be moved or persuaded. Stubborn refusal to be moved or persuaded. How many of you have ever been accused of being stubborn? That's every husband in here. You might as well just go ahead and raise your hand, husbands. Come on. Amen. Stubborn. Well, sometimes stubborn is a good thing when we're talking about our faith in God. Should be stubborn. Amen? Obstinate. It's a refusal to be moved or persuaded. So let's see what Jesus has to say about this. Looking at Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 24, the Lord speaking and teaching. Here's what he said. He said, therefore, whoever hears these words of mine, look what he said, and does them. Repeat that after me. Come on, everybody say, and does them. That's the part I wanted to stick with us today. Whoever hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 25. Look what Jesus said. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. Thank God. Verse 26 in our text says this. Jesus still teaching. He's going to offer the alternative view. He said, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was its fall. All right? Great was its fall. Church, there's a huge advantage in living for the people who learn how to do and hear the word, hearing it, listening to the word, leaning in and getting the word spoken over your life, or reading the word of God, and then taking the next level step and going out and applying or doing the word what you hear. That's your next level lifestyle, not just hearing, but doing. Because here's the statement today, and let's land right here. There is a next level life for people who hear his word and then do his word. And as I'm training on this month and all these sayings of Jesus, I'm really hoping that we'll become skilled and be responsible to look inside and self-reflect and evaluate all of these principles. Okay, so example, today I'm hoping that you'll begin to evaluate how adequately you hear the word and then go out into your life and do the things that you hear. This is how we grow. This is how we mature. This is how we grow the church. It's how we become more effective for God. Because it's not doing you any good just coming to church and sitting through a sermon and heading back out like nothing's changed. Earlier in this chapter, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus prefaced this teaching with an incredible warning that shows us why so many people have a hard time following through with that next level of not just hearing, but also the doing. And it's in verse number 14. Here's what he said. You can read it on your screen. It says, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Maybe you've been here before. See how easy it is, church, to just hear the word and then go on with your day like you haven't encountered anything special. And there's a lot of people who are living right there. And those people may wonder why life doesn't look any different for them now than it used to. And here are some metrics this morning. If you're not experiencing progress in your intimacy level with the Lord, that's your closeness with him, that's your reliance upon him. If you're not experiencing his presence in your life, or if you're not noticing spiritual changes in your circumstances when you pray about them, if your response to life's challenges is still leaving you broken and battered and bruised, and it's taking you longer to bounce back and get back up than it needs to, then you may be among those who are hearing the word but not going to the next level by applying the word of God to your thoughts, to your prayers, and to your actions. And that's how we do it. We begin to think about whether or not that word is being applied to my life, whether or not I'm really looking into the sayings of Jesus and turning around with my life, my conduct, my behavior, how I'm treating people, the decisions that I'm making. Am I really applying what Jesus says to my life? Because I promise you this, if you're going to be unshakable, you cannot approach the word of God with a passive attitude like it's just something casual. Yes. Let me say that one more time. If you're going to become unshakable in this life, you cannot approach the word of God like it's something casual that you can just walk right through. You've got to approach it differently. No, church, you've got to approach the word of God for that sacred, that crucial, that holy, invaluable voice from God speaking into your life directly, straight from the mouth of the Master. That should be our attitude toward the Word of God. Like you can't live without it. Like you, like me, I need my next meal. I need it, man. I don't know about you. I need the Word like I need lunch. I don't know about y'all, but man. But we need to approach the word like we can't live without it. We should be needing his word like we need our next breath. Right. Listen to me now. I want you to be challenged by this today because, man, I see so many people who are good and faithful and they love the Lord and they're trying. But I'll tell you this, you're going to get a breakthrough and finally go to a new level when you get involved in the word of God and then take steps necessary to apply his word in your life. Don't just go through the religious motion of listening to a sermon. It doesn't cost you anything to sit in church and listen to a sermon. Here's the thing. It's the easiest thing you'll do all week. You got to sit in the cushy chair and enjoy some great music and a good air-conditioned atmosphere, see good friends and family who love you and listen to some good encouragement. But you got to do a little something to go to your next level. You got to hear the word and then apply it to your life when you step outside the four walls of the church. Are y'all hearing me? Okay. Your unshakable foundation, look at this, depends on both hearing and doing His word. Can y'all get that in your hearts today? Our inclination toward the word should look like Psalm 115 and 105. It said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Thank God. It should look like Isaiah 40 and 5. That word says the grass will wither and the flowers will fall, but the word of God will endure forever. What does that really mean? It means that the word of God's going to be standing, and the truth and the precepts and its principles are going to be true and applicable toward your life, regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of what you see in the news, regardless of what's going on in your family, in this world. If all hell is breaking loose and everything is falling all around you, the word of God is still going to be standing. It's still going to be strong, and it's still going to be doing that thing that it sets out to do, because He said in His word that it shall not return void, but it will accomplish those things which it sets out to accomplish in your life. Amen. Our disposition toward the word should be like Psalm 56 and 4. That psalm said, "Oh, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me because of His word?" It should look like Psalm 119 and 114. And you know this one. See, "Your word is my refuge and my shield. I have put all my hope in Your word." Thank God, thank God. There are plenty of people who are just kind of skating through the word. They just drift and wonder why their life still looks the same as it always has. But then there are those people who fire me up and get me inspired. There's always going to be people who drift and don't take it all that seriously. But then there's going to be those who will be determined to go to their next level, determined. They won't shrug off the word, but they'll cling to that word like their life depends on it, because they know that Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 14 that narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to a certain kind of life, and there are few who find it. I'm glad that I'm surrounded by a handful of people who are among the few who say, "You know what? There may be just a few who find it, but I'm going to be one of the few. I'm going to be one of the few who step up and apply the word of God and find the light of life, that Jesus died on the cross for me to live and have an impact in influential life for God." Are you one of the few this morning? Come on, somebody. Am I talking to anybody who's one of the few today? See, according to Jesus, there is a life level. Everybody say life level. There is a life level that you can reach, but it's a narrow, difficult gate. You got to want it. Hear me now. He said, there's a life level you can reach, but it is a difficult, narrow way to get there. You got to want it, man. You got to want it bad. He said, there's going to be some descending rains. There's going to be some floods. There's going to be some winds that are going to blow, and your house is going to take a beating. And if you're going to be the man or the woman of God still standing on the other side of that beating, with your salt still flavoring the community around you and your light still shining like a lamp in your house, then you are going to have to go beyond just hearing the word. You're going to need to be interested and dedicated enough to begin doing the things He said to do and living the life He said that you can live. Y'all getting this morning? Come on. Talking the word. Let's let this be established with a little bit more scripture. James chapter 1 and verse 22. And you've read this many times. Let's look and see what it says. James chapter 1 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." You know, that's interesting, because it says that if you're just among those people who come and hear it, but then you don't go live it, you're deceiving yourself. Look what he said in verse 23. He said, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. I want you to think about that. Now, that's the metric and the test of your word application lifestyle. If you can leave church or leave the preaching or leave the Bible study or leave the life group and then go and apply the thing and see change in your life. Yes. Come on, if you receive it, say, I receive it this morning. When I was in high school, I was one of those students who skated through high school. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right. I was an above average student. Nothing great, but I didn't really have to study all that much. I didn't really have to learn how to study in high school, okay? I kind of skated through. But when I went to college, I paid the price for that, okay? All right, I really did. I paid the price for not learning how to dig into the content so that I could apply the content. And some of y'all teenagers, listen to me now. If you go into classes that you don't have to study, learn how to study anyway, because when you get to college, you will get hit. Yeah. Amen. The first wake-up call I got was in freshman Western Civilization class. All right. Now, if you've ever attended a big college, you know that those freshman Western Civ classes are all huge classes. All right, so I'm sitting there in this huge auditorium, and I'm a freshman in college, and I'm looking. There's about 300 people in that auditorium, and I'm about to sit there for the next 90 minutes listening to the dullest, most boring professor give the coldest, most dull lecture I've ever heard. And I did this 3 times a week the whole semester, but I learned a powerful lesson that first week because I went through the motions and I took casual notes. I didn't really do anything with them when I got home. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? I didn't really do anything with those notes. I just sat there dull and bored and kind of took notes because I saw everybody else taking notes, you know. But, so when the test came, I was shocked. I was a little surprised. And I had this big light bulb moment, and I realized something special. I realized, hey, they expect me to know this stuff. Are you kidding me? So I had to change my ways if I was going to pass that class. Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And so thank God I did, and I passed it. Barely. But I got through there, all right? But I had to change my ways. And I found out that there was a different requirement, a different level of requirement as I graduated and moved on to something tougher in life than it did back when I was young and in high school. And that's the same thing that's true scripturally according to what Jesus is saying here. See, in the same way, your life is filled with tests. It's filled with challenges. It's filled with storms. And if you've just merely heard the teaching, but if you've not appropriated the principles, you won't be ready when the test comes. Can y'all hear me this morning? This is just like what Jesus is saying about spiritual principles and doing what he says. So you can hear it all day long. Let me just get real. It's not if I just get real for a second. You can be in this house, in this church, with your hands lifted up every time the doors are open. But if you don't do something different than just listen to the preaching, if you don't apply the scripture out there in your real life, then the next time a storm comes, you're going to get knocked on your rear end again. Come on, somebody. Here's the truth. James 1:25 goes on to say them, one of those incredible scriptures. He said, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in all they do. Thank God, thank God. Come on, everybody say, look into it. One more time, say, look into it. You can't just sit here and hear it. You got to look into it. You got to be interested enough and dedicated enough to look into the Word of God and say, you know what? How does my life really stick to this? And how can I make it stick to my life a little bit? This reminds me of something neat. Here's one of the ways you can apply this truth. We'll call it tourist versus resident. All right. Tourist versus resident. Have y'all ever noticed lately that about the past 6 weeks or so, that traffic around here has been terrible? Have anybody else noticed that? Oh, yeah. All right. It's because we live in one of the busiest vacation destination communities in the Southeast. See, there are people who spend all year long planning on coming here to visit the beaches and the bay and the rivers. And those people know exactly where they want to go when they get here. They go to the same spots every time. They eat at the same restaurants every time they come. And they travel the same roads every time they make their occasional visit. They're tourists, right? Okay. If they ever get lost or in trouble, they've got to stop and ask somebody where to go and what to do. But that's not true for us, is it? There's a difference. And the difference is, we're not tourists. We actually live here. Can y'all see the difference? We actually live here, so we know how to take the back roads to try to avoid that traffic. When Karen and I first moved here last year, everybody's told, they warned us about this right here. They did. They said, wait till June and July. Here's a trick. Learn the back roads. Okay? Because you will not be able to get anywhere. And I'm so glad I did that. Because now, man, I know where everything is. I know how to get anywhere I want to go. All back roads. See, the difference is we know how to get around because we're not just visiting. This is where we live. See, some people are tourists and some people are residents. And the same is true for the believers and the Word of God. See, some people in the Word of God are just passing through like the Word of God is a tourism attraction. But some people reside right in the Word. They're not just passing through. These are the ones who live in the Word, and they intend on learning it and applying it and doing what the Word says to do. Yeah. Jesus described this as the difference between being wise and being foolish. That's what he said in our text. Look at verse 26 one more time. He said, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Amen. Two things here I just want you to understand today. Real quick, number one, look here, the consequence of doing his word, you will stand. Okay. I'm sorry, I wish I was being more theological today. But here's the thing, when you teach Jesus and his sayings, it's tough to be doctrinal and theological and over the top, because Jesus was effective because he broke it down for us. And here's what he said, if you do his word, you will stand. And the other thing he said, if you don't do his word, you will fall. This is as basic as it gets. If you don't learn how to appropriate and apply the Word of God, everything he says to do, and then translate that thing into action in our lives, there's a fall coming, and you will not be able to withstand it. Amen. So what does this look like in the life of the believer? That's our essential question we're dealing with in this whole series. So just for 5 minutes, three traits to help us see what this looks like as we disciple through this today. Number one, you will be intentional about knowing his word. You'll be intentional about knowing his word. Church, when you become intentional about knowing his word, it will redefine everything about your spiritual life. You'll become different. You'll come to church for different and better reasons. You'll worship God more passionately. You will pray with a next level faith and expectation that allows you finally to see some of those answers that need to come your way. This is one of the traits of applying the Word of God. Number two, I love this one. You'll plan on doing what he said to do. You will. In other words, you're not just here at church today so that you'll feel better all week long about doing what you're supposed to do. No, you're here because it's time to lean in and figure out what God has for you and figure out the principles and the precepts and the steps and the ideas and the spiritual variables in place so that you can plug them in this week and make a difference and really grow. Y'all know what I'm talking about, guys? You'll read, you'll hear, you'll listen to the word with greater enthusiasm because you know that when you apply that word, your life is going to be enriched. You'll be more effective for God. Amen, somebody. Number three, and this is where we'll end today. you'll notice, and this is the most important one, you'll notice a remarkable increase in stability when the storms come. Come on, don't lose me here. Watch this closely. Look at your screen. Third trait of doing and hearing. You'll notice a remarkable increase in stability when the storms of life come your way, and they are coming. See, hearing and doing the word gives you a next level foundation that can't be shaken by life's rains, floods, winds, and beatings. It'll redefine how you approach your obstacles and your challenges. See, guys, your next level foundation, it causes you to view a difficult situation. And instead of saying, oh no, you face something in life, and instead of that thing coming up, and I've heard this, well, when it rains, it pours. You ever heard anybody say that? Well, what's going to happen next? Can anything else go wrong this week? No, if you've been applying the word and seeing his differences in your life every day and every week, you won't just say, oh, well, when it rains, it pours. No, you'll have a new confidence. And that confidence won't regret what's about to hit you. You'll have a bold level of confidence that says, you know what? I'm not going to regret it. I'm not going to get sad about it, mad about it. I'm not going to be intimidated by it. I'm not going to shy down from it. I'm not going to cower down in front of it. I'm not going to roll over and take it. Instead, I'm going to rise up in great faith because I know how I've been living, so I can just look at my garbage, look at the enemy, look at my obstacle and say, you know what? Come on. I'm not alone. I am not alone. You're not just messing with me. You're trying to interrupt the plan of God in my life. Anybody hear me this morning? And his word says that he opens doors that no man can shut. So you may be trying to shut me out, but God's in control and you ain't going to do it. Come on, somebody. I may have been vulnerable to this storm last year, last month, last week, or yesterday, but today I've been exercising my faith and doing what the word of God says to do. And church, hear me. When you do this, your experience level changes you. You're changed, man. Notice something about experience. We're about to pray for everybody in here, but notice about when you get super spiritual experiences and reliance upon God, it's a lot like any other great experience. If you got good experiences, you know what? You know this from filling out job applications. You got more experience, you're more qualified. Isn't that wonderful? That means people believe they can entrust you with more responsibility the more experience you have. And God is the same way. That's why his word says that if you'll be faithful over the little things, he'll make you a ruler over much. Everybody say experience. Y'all receiving it today? Look at this statement. We're going to pray and close today. Here's our outcome. When you hear and do his word, you become wise, you become strong, and you become able to thrive in storms. Y'all receive it today? Come on, if you've been edified by this word today, give him a praise all over the house. Come on, stand up with me today and give God the best praise.